It was a warm, sunny day. Alice was bored. She was sitting near her sister, who was reading a book. Suddenly, a white rabbit with pink eyes ran past her, shouting, oh dear, I'm late. A rabbit which can talk, said Alice. The white rabbit pulled a watch out of his pocket to see the time. He moved his head and then disappeared down a rabbit hole. Let's find out why he's in such a hurry, thought Alice. Then she ran into the rabbit's hole and looked through the entrance. The hole suddenly dropped and Alice fell through it. Will I ever see the bottom of this frightening hole? She said, as she fell down and down and... Then she landed in a place with many doors everywhere. On a table, Alice found a small gold key and a green bottle that said, "Drink me." She tried to open the doors with the key, but she found that the key was too small for them. This key may be for the door behind the table, she said, as she saw a very small door there. But I'm too big to get through such a little door. Let's drink from that bottle, she thought. It may help. Alice drank from the green bottle. Then she was very small like a doll. She opened the door and quickly ran through it. She saw a garden. Wow, this is a wonderful garden, she said. But soon she didn't like being so small. I want to be big again, she shouted. The white rabbit was surprised. He thought that his wife was the one shouting and he said, go to my house and get my gloves. Then Alice decided to go to his house. I may find something in his house to help me, she thought. A piece of cake was on a table near the door. Next to the cake was a piece of paper that said, eat me. I'm so hungry, Alice said, and she quickly ate the cake. Oh no, now I'm larger than this house, she cried. Why can't I open the door? Give me my gloves, shouted the white rabbit as he tried to get in his house. Alice picked up the gloves. Now she was very small again. Oh, will I ever be as I was before? Alice cried. As she went looking for help, she saw a long green insect. He was sitting on the top of a large mushroom. One part of the mushroom makes you big. The other part of it makes you small, he said to Alice. So Alice ate a piece of the mushroom. Hooray, I'm growing, she cried. But then she didn't know where to go. She asked, which way can I go? That path goes to the Mad Hatter, and the other path goes to the March Hare, said someone. Alice turned and saw a cat on a tree. I'll see you later at the Queen's Croquet Games, the cat said and disappeared behind the trees. As Alice walked down the path, she said, wow, a tea party! You can't stay with us, shouted the Mad Hatter when he saw her. Then he said, answer my questions and you may stay. Alice smiled and said, oh, I love answering questions. Alice answered several questions, but then she said to the Mad Hatter, every time I answer a question, you ask another one. Why? Because I don't know any of the answers, the Mad Hatter said and started to laugh. The March Hare was trying to wake up the Dormouse, and he didn't speak to Alice. Alice left the tea party and started to walk. Now she was in a field where the Queen was playing croquet. Some people who worked there looked like cards. One of them painted the white flowers red. I hate white flowers, the Queen shouted at him. Have you ever played croquet? The Queen asked Alice. Yes, Alice said, but I've never used a flamingo or a hedgehog. Play with me, said the Queen, and let me win or I'll cut your head. Alice tried to play well, but she had a problem with her flamingo. Cut her head, shouted the Queen. Just then she heard a lot of noise. Everyone ran to a special room. Everyone is here, said the White Rabbit. The March Hare and the Mad Hatter were making noise. The Dormouse was sleeping and the cat was smiling at Alice. Alice looked at them and she was very worried. Alice, you ate my delicious cake but you didn't ask me, shouted the Queen. Cut her head, cut her head. How silly, said Alice. I have no idea what you are talking about. I was only playing croquet. Wake up, Alice. You are sleeping, said her sister and touched Alice's shoulders. I had a strange dream, said Alice. She told her sister about the White Rabbit, the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, the Queen, and what had happened to her. Her sister laughed at her dream and she started reading again. Then Alice saw a white little rabbit with pink eyes running behind a tree.